This is the Fleming Foundation Summer Symposium 2020. Homer, his age, and his legacy. With a lecture by Dr. Thomas Fleming entitled, Homer and History.
I'm going to start off this morning and today's session with a non-Homeric poem, written somewhat later than Homer and Hesiod. My father was a scholar and knew Greek. When I was 5 years old, I asked him once, "What do you read about?" "The Siege of Troy." "What is a siege and what is Troy?" Whereat he piled up chairs and tables for a town, set me atop for Priam, called our cat Helen, enticed away from home, he said, by wicked Paris, who couched somewhere close under the footstool, being cowardly. But whom, since she was worth the pains, poor puss, Towser and Trey, our dogs, the Atridae, sought by taking Troy to get possession of. Always when great Achilles ceased to sulk, my pony in the stable. Forth would prance and put to flight Hector, our page boy's self. This taught me who was who and what was what. So far I rightly understood the case. At 5 years old, a huge delight it proved, and still proves, thanks to that instructor sage, my father, who knew better than to turn straight learning's full flare on weak-eyed ignorance, or worse yet, leave weak eyes to grow sand blind, content with darkness and vacuity. By the way, that's the American educational system. It happened 2 or 3 years afterward that I and playmates playing at Troy's siege, my father came upon our make-believe. "How would you like to read yourself the tale, properly told, of which I gave you first merely such notion as a boy could bear? Pope, now, would give you the precise account of what someday, by dint of scholarship, you'll hear, who knows, from Homer's very mouth. Learn Greek by all means. Read the blind old man's sweetest of singers, Typhlos, that means blind, Hedistos, which means sweetest. Time enough. Try, anyway, to master him someday until when, take what serves for substitute, read Pope, by all means." So I ran through Pope, enjoyed the tale. What history so true? Also attacked my primer, duly drudged, grew fitter thus for what was promised next. The very thing itself, the actual words, when I could turn, say, Butman to account. Butman wrote a famous lexicon of Greek. Time passed, I ripened somewhat. One fine day, quite ready for the Iliad, nothing less. There's Heine, a commentator. There's Heine where the big books block the shelf. Don't skip a word, thumb well the lexicon. I thumbed well and skipped no wise till I learned who was who, what was what, from Homer's tongue. And there, an end of learning. Had you asked the all-accomplished scholar, 12 years old, who was it wrote the Iliad? What a laugh! Why, Homer, all the world knows of his life. Doubtless some facts exist, it's everywhere. We have not settled, though, his place of birth. He begged for certain and was blind beside. Seven cities claimed him, Scio with best right, thinks Byron. What he wrote? Those hymns we have. Then there's the battle of the frogs and mice. That's all, unless they dig Margides up. I'd like that. Nothing more remains to know. Thus did youth spend a comfortable time until, what's this the Germans say, in fact, that Wolf found out first? It's unpleasant work, their chop and change, unsettling one's belief. All the same, where we live, we learn, that's sure. So I bent brow o'er prolegomena, and after Wolf, a dozen of his like, proved there was never any Troy at all. Neither besiegers nor besieged, nay worse, no actual Homer, no authentic text, no warrant for the fiction I, as fact, had treasured in my heart and soul so long. I, mark you, and as fact, held still hold, spite of new knowledge. In my heart of hearts and soul of souls, fact's essence freed and fixed from accidental fancy's guardian sheath. Assuredly, thenceforward, thank my stars, however it got there, deprive who could, wring from the shrine my precious tenantry, Helen, Ulysses, Hector and his spouse, Achilles and his friend.